Welcome. I'm A.R. Bernard.
Penyang Sumbing, Abdi A.R. Bernard.
In the last days of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Narintan akhir pelayanan Gusti Yesus Kristus,
He gathered together on the Mount of Olive,
dan mengumpulkan serayana di Gunung Olive,
with His disciples,
sarang para murid mantenak gunung catur,
and He discussed with them,
sarang aranjana,
things that would be quickly come upon the earth.
Hal-hal anu baris kacandaran di dunia.
He discussed the signs of the times.
Antara gunam catur perkawis tanda zaman.
Just before his return.
Saat acan mantena sumping.
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 21 verse 10.
Dan Lukas pasal 21 ayat 10, ia diserat.
The following words were written.
Antara nyeros karanjena.
He said that nation will rise against nation.
Bangsa ngalawan bangsa.
And kingdom against kingdom.
Kerajaan ngalawan kerajaan.
The word nation there
bangsa di dia,
is the word ethnos,
eta ethnos,
from where we get the word and term ethnicity.
Jadinya, orang pingin kecap et.
How prophetic the words of Jesus.
Ma profetikna cariosan Yesus.
Around the world today, we are seeing and hearing more.
Salam dunia, orang ningali sarang adang.
And more about ethnic cleansing.
Kenaan penghapusan etnik.
In a time when people are looking for identity.
Atas di mana jalmi milari identitas.
And seeking it not in God.
Temilarian di lebet Gusti.
But in some nationality or color of skin.
Yang kana bangsa sareng warna kulit.
It is so important that we have God's word on this issue.
Tetap penting pisan urang gaduh dawuhan Gusti ngenaan perkawis eta.
The following series that we're going to go through
dari anu baris urang lakukeun
is going to bring a biblical perspective
eta ngenaan pamendak Alkitabiah
on the issue of race,
perkawis ras,
ethnicity,
etnik,
and reconciliation.
Sareng perdamaian.
The ministry of reconciliation,
layanan perdamaian,
is the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Eta pelayanan Yesus Kristus.
The Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself.
Alkitab menyatakan ngalangkungan Kristus ngakurkeun dunia sareng pribadina.
And today He has given us the Christian.
Urang salaku urang Kristen dipasihan ngakurkeun.
The word and the ministry of reconciliation.
Tauhan sareng pelayanan.
For too long we have thought that the word
lamiting urang ngimut dauhan
was strictly about reconciling men back to God.
Anyaros ngenaan manusia diakurkeun sareng Gusti.
But the fruit of a man being reconciled to God
ing buah manusia diakurkeun sareng Gusti
is a man being reconciled to his neighbor.
Nyata anjeunna diakurkeun sareng sasama.
Throughout this series, we're going to go through some definitions.
Alangkan ieu orang beres ningali definisi.
So that it is clear in our thinking.
Ingkat jentre dina imutan orang.
What God has to say about this issue.
Naon saurup Gusti Yesus kenaan ieu?
I'd like you to open your Bibles with me.
Kaya orang buka Alkitab orang.
To the Gospel of John, chapter 4.
Injil Yohanes pasal 4.
That's the Gospel of John, chapter 4.
Nah, Injil Yohanes pasal 4.
In the King James Bible,
versi King James,
it says that Jesus must go through Samaria.
Yesus angkat ke Samaria.
Today we're going to extract some incredible things.
Inten ieu urang diajar perkawis luar biasa.
Of how the ministry of Jesus,
ma pelayanan Yesus,
transcended ethnic and racial lines.
Tembus batasan etnik sareng ras.
But let me refer to that day on the cross.
Nanging urang ngarahkeun kana dinten di kayu salib.
When the Lord Jesus Christ hung there in pain.
Atas Yesus disalib dina kayaan nyeri.
Taking upon him the sins of the entire human race.
Dosa seluruh dunia.
And as he looked out at the crowd that crucified him,
para pengecut anu nyalipkan,
these very profound words came out of his mouth.
Kecap ia keluar tina lambena.
He looked up toward heaven.
Antara ningal ka sawarga.
And he said, Father.
Sarangnya Dios, Ama.
Forgive them for they know not what they do.
Ampura marana sebab deterang naon anu dilakukeun.
Those words express a profound truth.
Arisan ieu ngandung bebenaran anu leupeut pisan.
And that truth is.
Hal ieu nya eta.
That ignorance is the most violent element in human society.
Masa bodoh, elemen pang kejemna dina masyarakat.
But we don't understand, we fear and tend to be against.
Naon anu teu ngartos, urang cenderung sieun sareng ngalawan.
When we don't understand each other,
patos urang teu ngartos hiji sareng sanes.
Because of differences in customs and traditions.
Bagi perbentenan kebiasaan sareng tradisi.
Geographic location.
Kaya geografis.
Color of skin.
Warna kulit.
Features of our bodies.
Badan.
It's easy.
Teteh gampil.
For fear.
Kanggu siun.
To set in.
Kanggu gaul.
And create the kind of divisions that divide mankind throughout the earth.
Sareng nyiptakan perpecahan anu mecahkan manusia di dunia.
We're going to take a look at this story.
Orang ningal sejarah.
Where Jesus does something that would be seriously criticized.
Waktu Yesus ngalukeun dikritik.
By any respectable Jewish man.
Orang Yahudi anu dihormat.
He finds himself.
Mantenan nemukeun dirina.
Thirsty and hungry.
Haus sareng lapar.
And he could have taken a different route.
Antara biasanya anda kerute sanes.
To go to Jerusalem.
Anggo ka Yerusalem.
But he was compelled in his spirit.
Nanging mantana dipimpin roh.
To go through Samaria.
Anggo ka Samaria.
It doesn't say why he was compelled.
Dicaruskeun mantana diarahkeun.
But as we examine the story.
Nanging bami urang naliti carita ieu.
It is clearly revealed.
Etes pisan dinyatakeun.
That he wanted to demonstrate.
Antana hayang ngademonstrasikeun.
That the love of God.
Kasih Gusti.
Transcends.
Ngaluncatan.
Any human culture.
Sadaya budaya manusia.
Go with me now into the portion of scripture.
Angga orang tingali ayat.
In John chapter 4.
Dina Yohanes pasal 4.
Beginning at verse 4.
Awitan ayat 4.
It reads as follows.
Jadi serat kieu.
And I'm reading out of the New International Version Bible.
Dina terjemahan NIV.
Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar. Near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph.
Mantana kedah ngalangkungan daerah Samaria, tungkap ka hiji kota di Samaria namina Sikar. Caket tanah anu dipasikeun Yakub kapungkur kaputrana Yusuf.
Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour of the day.
Jadinya aya sumur Yakub, Yesus ngaros cape, mantena calik di sisi sumur, kinten-kinten pukul 12 siang.
All of a sudden, a Samaritan woman comes to the same well to draw water. And Jesus turns to her and he says these words, You, give me a drink. At a casual glance, this may not seem like anything serious.
Umpami orang ningal sapertosna teu aya anu sarius.
But as we examine it a little closer.
Neng umpami orang talungti.
We're going to discover some things that were very wrong.
Orang maris nimukeun anu lepat.
In the eyes of any respectable Jewish man.
Di payunan orang Yahudi anu dihormat.
That Jesus would be talking to this woman.
Nyarios sareng istri ieu.
In broad daylight,
waktu siang,
and asking her to give him a drink of water.
Nuhunkeun cai.
Let me give you some background first.
Abdi bade masian, kasang tukangna.
The Bible says that she was a woman of Samaria.
Alkitab nyaros anjeunna teh istri Samaria.
Now Samaria was the capital of the northern kingdom of Israel.
Samaria teh ibu kota ti kerajaan utara Israel.
And Samaria fell during war times to the Assyrians.
Waktu perang Israel dialihkan ku Asyur.
Many Jews at that time were deported to Assyria.
Dar orang Yahudi dipicen ke Asyur.
And foreigners were brought in to help settle the land.
Orang asing dongkap kanggo ngawangun negeri.
And to help maintain the peace.
Ngajagi perdamaian.
So you had Assyrians and foreigners and Jews.
Jantan ayah orang Asyur, orang asing sareng bangsa Yahudi.
Now what happened was you had the intermarriage of these foreigners and the remaining Jews.
Anu kajantenan nyaeta kawin campur di antawis aranjeuna.
And this resulted in a mixed race of people.
Jugi kang hasilkeun katurunan ras campuran.
That we now know as the Samaritans.
Anu urang kenal ayeuna urang Samaria.
Now the so-called Jews of the southern kingdom.
Orang Yahudi di kerajaan selatan.
Hated the Samaritans.
Dikangewa orang Samaria.
Because of their mixed race.
Kumargi ras campuran.
They felt their fellow Jews.
Karanjena ngaraos batur sabangsana.
Who had intermarried with the Assyrians and the foreigners.
Anu parantos kawin campur sareng Asyur sareng orang asing.
Had betrayed their people and their nation.
Parantos ngahianat ka orang Yahudi sareng bangsana.
And though they believed in the same God.
Anaos percanten Allah anu sami.
Racism.
Ras mikangiwa karas eta.
Forced the Samaritans to set up an alternate center for worship.
Tos maksa orang Samaria ngadamel tempat penyembahan anu anyar.
And they did this on Mount Gerizim.
Aranyana ngalakukeunana di Gunung Gerizim.
And here Jesus is with this woman in broad daylight.
Ayeuna Yesus sareng istri ieu waktu siang.
And his words are so profound.
Tariosana teu pisan.
Because when he says, "Give me a drink."
Atos mantena nyarios hoyong inum.
Seeing that he himself had nothing to take water with.
Ningalikeun dirina teu gaduh nanaon kanggo nyandak cai.
He was actually expressing his willingness.
Taresna yeung ngekspresikeun karelaanana.
To put his lips
kanggo nyimpen lambena
on the cup
dina cawan
of what every respectable Jew
di mana tiap orang Yahudi anu leres
consider to be unclean
nganggap eta teh najis.
Now it's interesting as we look at the story
patas orang ningal carita ieu ieu hal anu narik
that he actually sent his disciples away
mantana ngahajang ngutus murid-muridna angkat
to get something to eat.
Kanggo masyar emaman.
And the question is,
patarosana nanya eta,
did he send them away because he was really hungry?
Nah, matana leres-leres ngutus aranjeuna leres-leres lapar?
Or,
atanapi,
or did he send them away because he felt that they could not deal with what they were about to see?
Matana ngutus para murid kumargi teu acan siap anu baris ditingali.
I think we have some hints as we read further in the story.
Orang ingin petunjuk kanggo ngalajengkeun carita ieu.
Because when they return,
kumargi waktos marule,
he told them that he wasn't hungry anymore.
Antos karanjeuna tos teu lapar deui.
That he had food to eat of that they did not understand.
Dan matana gaduh maman anu aranjeuna teu acan terang.
And not once did they ask him why he spoke to the woman.
Sareng murid-murid teu naros kunaon matana nyaros ka istri eta.
They simply made an issue that he was speaking to this Samaritan woman.
Aranjeuna mikirkeun kunaon mantara nyaeros sareng istri Samaria.
I think the reason why Jesus sent them away.
Mutana di alasan Yesus ngutus aranjeuna angkat.
Is the same reason.
Eta alasan anu sami.
Why people in the body of Christ.
Kunaon jalmi di lebet Kristus.
find it difficult
Kenging kasulitan.
To rise above
tangguh gugah ngaliwatan
their ethnic and cultural identification
identitas etnik sareng budaya
to see the heart of God in Jesus Christ.
Tangguh ningal manah Allah di lebet Kristus.
So Jesus looks at the woman.
Dan Yesus ningal istri eta.
And he gets into a discussion with her, asking her for a drink. And she's filled with shock. She says to him, "You are a Jew. I am a Samaritan. The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Not only that, but I am a woman in broad daylight.
Abdi istri siang,
without any covering.
Dengan go tudung.
And yet you speak to me.
Namung anjena nyarios sareng abdi.
I wonder what was going on in that woman's mind.
Abdi ngabayangkeun naon anu aya dina emutanana.
To hear this Jewish man.
Terang yen aya pamegat urang Yahudi.
Willing to identify with her.
Yang gaul sareng anjena.
A Samaritan woman.
Istri Samaria.
A woman of mixed race.
Istri ras anu campur.
Underclass.
Golongan panghandapna.
And her position in society.
Posisi dina masyarakat.
Created not just by war.
Anasengan nyiptakan perang.
Not just by deportation.
Ikucilkan.
Not just by intermarriage.
Oge kawin campur.
But by public policy.
Nanging sarang pamendak umum.
Because of a society that felt themselves to be superior to someone else. Jesus looks at her and he says, "If you knew who it was speaking to you, and if you knew the gift of God, you would be asking me for a drink. But today, I ask you for a drink." Well, the conversation continues. And she brings up theology. She brings up ancestral lines. She brings up all of these issues. And Jesus cuts right to her heart with the truth. He says to her, "Go and bring your husband." And she admitted that she had 5 men. And not one of them was her husband. It impacted her so much that she ran back to the city. And proclaim to all the men, "Come see a man who told me the truth, who told me everything that I ever did." Jesus took her beyond racial lines. He took her beyond ethnicity. He took her beyond her social standing.
Batasan kayaan sosial.
And showed her that the real issue.
Nunjukkeun kana inti persoalanana.
Is the human heart.
Nyaeta hate manusia.
She was so overwhelmed.
Anjeuna ajrih.
That she had to spread the word.
Ika ngembarkeun ka mana-mana.
About this Jesus.
Kanaan Yesus.
There are many other
Alkitab.
Places in the Bible.
Ayo sir, di tempat di mana
where we see truth
waktu seorang ningal beneran
begin to transcend
awitan ngalangkungan
the divisions of man
perbentenan manusia.
In this series
dina seri ieu
we are going to take a look
urang bari ningali
at what the word of God has to say
naon anu dawuhan Gusti carioskeun
about these issues
kenaan hal ieu.
I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Genesis
urang buka dina Kajadian
Chapter 10.
Pasal 10.
And I'd like to bring you a global perspective.
Abdi bade masian pamendak secara umum.
Showing you the heart of God.
Nunjukkeun manah Gusti.
As I said in the beginning,
Patosarios abdi dipayun,
the Bible always speaks about nations, ethnos, ethnicity.
Alkitab teras nyaroskeun ngeunaan bangsa, etnik sareng suku.
Throughout the Old Testament, we find God referring to people groups.
Sepanjang perjanjian lami, Gusti nyaros ngeunaan kelompok jalmi, seperti orang Kanaan.
Like the Canaanites and the, like the Hittites.
Orang Hiti.
Like the Philistines.
Filisti.
Like the Jebusites.
Jebusi.
Like the Gergesites.
Girgasi.
Like the Egyptians.
Mesir.
And the list goes on.
Sareng daftaran teras.
And he always referred to them
anjeuna teras nunjuk ka aranjeuna
in reference to their common culture,
kanggo nunjuk ka budayana,
their common language,
bahasana,
their common religious beliefs,
kepercayaanna,
and their place of geographic origin.
Okay, geografina.
That in essence expresses the way God
ekspresikan cara Gusti
looks at human society.
Ningali lingkungan sosial.
What I've just shared with you
anu nembe abdi carioskeun
is a definition,
nyaeta definisi,
of the word ethnicity.
Dinararaga ngahormatan naon anu Alkitab carioskeun.
In order to appreciate what the Bible says
kecap etnik
on these issues,
dina hal ieu,
we have to have a clear distinction.
Urang kadu perbentenan anu jelas.
Between ethnicity
antawis etnis
and race.
Sareng ras.
Let me repeat for you the definition of ethnicity.
Urang balikan deui.
Ethnicity is a sharing of a common culture, a common religious belief, a common language, a common place of geographic origin.
Etnis nyaeta kumpulan jalmi anu aya dina anu sami, kapercayaan anu sami, bahasa anu sami, geografi anu sami.
This is God's pattern.
Ieu pola Gusti.
If you look with me in the 10th chapter of Genesis,
mami urang tingali dina Kajadian 10,
verse 20,
ayat 20,
it says the following.
Dicarioskeun.
These are the sons of Ham by their clans and languages in their territories and nations.
Eta teh katurunan Ham, numutkeun kaum bahasa, numutkeun tanah aranjeuna sareng bangsa.
I would like you to notice the words.
Abdi hayang orang merhatikeun hal ieu.
The words expressed here as clans, languages, territories and nations.
Nyaeta kaum bahasa, tanah sareng bangsa.
The word clan is simply the word families.
Kecap kaum secara sederhana hartina kulawarga.
So the earth was divided by families, languages, and territories.
Dan dunia dibagi ku kulawarga, bahasa, daerah teritori.
Not by race.
Sanes kuras.
Not by skin color.
Sanes warna kulit.
Not by physical differences.
Sanes benten fisik.
But God's pattern
nanging pola Gusti
is one of recognition
anu kenal
of each national entity
tiap unit bangsa
by their culture,
budaya,
by their religion, by their language, by their place of geographic origin.
Agama, bahasa, tempat geografi.
Now when we compare that to the definition of race,
kami orang ngabandingkeun sareng definisi ras.
Let me share that definition with you.
Agar abdi bagikeun definisina.
Race is actually a classification based on an arbitrary selection of physical characteristics such as skin color, facial form, eye shape. This is the pattern of the world to classify human beings.
Ras nyaeta kualifikasi aktual dumasar seleksi.
It was never
fisik, seperti warna kulit, bentuk rarai, soca, ia cara dunia ngabedakeun umat manusia.
It was never the pattern of God.
Ia anu sanes pola Gusti.
And if there's anything we need today,
hal ieu anu diperlukeun ayeuna,
in human society,
dina kehidupan manusia,
that will solve the crisis,
anu bari ngarengsekeun krisis,
that is common to every human being,
anu umum kanggo tiap manusia,
and that is the resolution of identity,
nyaeta masalah identitas.
It can only be accomplished through the Lord Jesus Christ with a clear understanding of God's Word. Continue with me by turning to the book of Genesis, chapter 1.
Pasal 1.
In verse 26,
ayat 26,
it reads as follows. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground."
Alangkah dawuh, ayeuna urang nyieun manusia sing nyeptes sarimbak jeung urang, urang sinamurba ka bangsa lauk, bangsa manuk jeung bangsa sasatoan. Boh satu piara anana, boh satu leuweungna, nu gede anu leutik.
So God created man in his own image and in his own likeness.
Kajeng Allah ngadamel manusia nyeples mantena.
In the image of God he created him male and female.
Ngadamel lalaki jeung awewe.
And here's focus verse 28.
Dina ayat 28.
God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth, and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground."
Geus kitu diberkahan timbalan anak, masing loba anak turan maneh, sing nepi ka minuhan ieu bumi, sarta murba ka eta, maneh ku kami di kawasan murba ka bangsa lauk, ka bangsa manuk, kitu deui ka bangsa satuan leuweung.
Here we have what is foundational to human society.
Yaitu pondasi kehidupan manusia, kayaan identitas manusia.
The fact that man's original identity is not in any ethnicity or race.
Sanes etnik atau napi ras.
But his original identity is in the image of God.
Nanging eta teh gambaran Allah.
The Apostle Paul in the book of Thessalonians,
Rasul Paulus dina kitab Tesalonika,
he prays a prayer in these words.
Doa sapertos kieu.
I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body.
Abdi ngadoa ka Gusti supados roh jiwa sareng badan anjeun
be preserved blameless unto the day of Jesus Christ.
Dijaga tercatat dugi ka Yesus sumping deui.
Paul reveals the trichotomy of man.
Jadi Paulus menyatakan trikotomi.
Inasmuch as we have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
kami sapertos Aya Rama, Putra sareng Roh Suci,
all coming together to represent one God,
kadaya teh hiji.
So it is that one man is represented in spirit, soul, and body.
Tentang manusia, sarang roh, jiwa, badan.
That trichotomy of man,
manusia trikotomi iu,
also expresses the stewardship responsibility,
oge ngekspresikan tanggung jawab kapadegaan,
that God gave to Adam,
anu Gusti pasikan ke Adam,
when he gave him dominion over the earth.
Atas mantena masikeun otoritas ka dunya.
That stewardship responsibility would be fundamental.
Tanggung jawab padega ieu janten penting.
Over the world.
Ka dunya.
In the following way.
Cara ieu. Nomor hiji.
Number one, Adam would have a spiritual stewardship.
Nomor hiji, Adam baris gaduh kapadegaan spiritual.
Spiritual stewardship.
Kapadegaan spiritual.
Is the receiving, preserving, and teaching of the knowledge of God.
Dina nampi ngajaki sareng ngawulang kenal sareng Gusti.
The second stewardship responsibility,
kadua tibadeka spiritual,
would have to do with the realm of the soul.
Hubungan sareng alam jiwa.
the mind,
kinaimutan,
his intellect,
intellect,
so that responsibility would be intellectual.
Dugi ka tanggung jawab intelektual.
That intellectual stewardship,
merdeka intelektual,
would be expressed,
diekspresikan,
in the expanding and teaching of the knowledge of the world that God created.
Ina penyembahan sedang pengajaran ilmu ngenan dunia anu Gusti ciptakan.
The third stewardship responsibility,
katilu tiba deka spiritualnya ita,
would be over the physical realm,
alam fisik,
providing the material means,
ayogikan hal-hal fisik,
for man's bodily needs and comforts,
kanggo kaperyogian badan sareng kanyamanan.
This would in turn enable him to fulfill his spiritual and intellectual functions more effectively.
Pemenuhan tuntutan intelektual sareng roh secara efektif.
So man is spirit, he is soul, and he is body.
Janten manusia teh roh, jiwa sareng badan.
He has a spiritual stewardship responsibility.
Anjana kaduh tanggung jawab badeka spiritual.
He has an intellectual stewardship responsibility.
Kaduh tanggung jawab badeka intelektual.
And he has a physical stewardship responsibility.
Kaduh tanggung jawab badeka fisik. Tiap pribadi.
Every individual, every human being,
tiap manusia,
has, to some degree, all three capacities and responsibilities.
Dina batasanana gaduh tilu kamampuan tanggung jawab.
But in each person, the pursuit of one would usually dominate.
Nanging tiap jalmi aya hiji anu ngawasaan.
So when God spoke prophetically through Noah,
janten waktos Gusti nyere secara nubuatan ngalungungan Nuh,
to his three sons,
katilu putrana,
Ham,
Shem,
and Japheth,
sareng Yafet, katilu putrana,
these three sons represented the trichotomy of man,
ngalambangkan trikotomi manusia.
And the pursuit of spirituality, intellectuality, and physical means would dominate each one of them.
No masing-masing kaduh kaluihan dina hal fisik, jiwa, sareng roh.
So instead of a pronouncement of judgment, it was actually a prophetic insight given to Noah.
Tentang sana saukur nganyatakan penghakiman nang uge nubuatan dipasikan kanu.
Into the character of his sons.
Katilu karakter putrana.
And it would be out of that character.
Ngalangkungan karakter eta.
Nations would be born.
Bangsa-bangsa dilahirkan.
So what is true for the individual.
Katana anu leres kanggo pribadi jalmi.
Is true for the nation that would come out of the individual.
Eta leres kanggo bangsa-bangsa anu dilahirkan ti pribadi jalmi eta.
So whereas every individual has some degree, all three capacities, but each person, the pursuit of one usually dominates, so it is true of entire nations that came out of that one individual.
Dan tiap jalmi dina batasan tertentu gaduh katilu kemampuan ieu, naing tiap jalmi salah sajihjina ayanu nonjol, halia oge leres kanggo bangsa anu kaluar ti pribadi jalmi eta.
So we have in human society those individuals who have a passion for spiritual things.
Janten dina masyarakat aya jalmi anu kataji dina hal-hal rohani.
We have in human society those individuals who have a passion for intellectual things.
Aya anu kataji ku kana hal intelektual.
And we have in human society those individuals who have a passion for understanding how the physical realm works.
Aya jalmi anu ngartos kumaha hal-hal fisik kadamel.
What is true for the individual becomes true for the nation.
Naon anu leres kanggo pribadi?
Because it is out of the individual the nation was born.
Lumaku ge kanggo bangsa.
So in human society, we have whole nations that pursue passionately spiritual things.
Markiti pribadi hiji bangsa dilahirkan janten dina lingkungan masyarakat urang ningal gambaran sadaya bangsa anu ngawulang hal-hal rohani.
We have whole nations that pursue passionately intellectual things.
Urang ningal gambaran sadaya bangsa anu ngudak hal-hal intelektual.
And we have whole nations that pursue passionately understanding the natural realm, the things of the physical.
Orang ningal gambaran sadaya bangsa nu ngartos ngeunaan hal fisik sareng alam.
The reason why God set it up this way,
alasan kunaan Gusti ngadamel hal ieu,
is so that each individual and each nation would have something unique to contribute to the corporate good of mankind as a whole.
Setiap individu sareng tiap bangsa kadoh kanggo kontribusi pikeun kepentingan sasarengan umat manusia.
And in doing that, God created in human society an interdependency.
Kanggo ngalakukeun hal eta, Gusti nyiptakeun kamahadiran dina tiap kelompok manusia.
So each individual and each national entity would have a unique contribution from God to give to human society. Which means that no matter what your ethnicity, no matter what your culture, I would need you, and you would need me.
Abdi priyogi saderek, sareng saderek priyogi abdi.
It is so important that we understand God's way of looking at things.
Kanggo urang ningal, cara Gusti ningal.
It would be out of that dominant pursuit for either the spiritual, the intellectual, or the physical.
Eta sanes masalah ti kalangkungan roh, jiwa, badan.
That each nation would contribute to the corporate good of mankind as a whole.
Kanggo setiap bangsa tiasa masihan kontribusi kanggo umat manusia.
Turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 17.
Mangga orang tinggal carisan pada malam rasul-rasul pasal 17.
I'd like to read to you a very profound portion of scripture.
Orang tinggal ayat anu narik.
That expresses the very thing that I'm sharing with you now.
Anu nyatakeun naon abnu nembe bagikeun ka saderek.
In verse 26.
Dina ayat 26.
Of Acts chapter 17.
Tarios pada malam rasul-rasul pasal 17.
That's Acts chapter 17 verse 26.
Tarios pada malam rasul-rasul pasal 17 ayat 26.
It reads as follows. From one man, and in the King James it says from one blood, He, God, made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and He determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live.
Gusti parantos ngajantenkeun sareng bangsa sareng umat manusia kanggo nyicingan saalam dunya, mantena nangtukeun pamusiman, pikeun kaperluan umat manusia kitu deui mapadin wates tempat padumukanana.
God did this so that men would seek Him and perhaps reach out for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us.
Pangasana supaya marena teh daraek nyukcruk maluruh malak madar anjeunna kamarena kagarap bisa kapanggih da saenyana mah anjeunna henteu.
So throughout history, each nation, God would raise and God would bring down from power.
Sentiasa panjang sajarah, basang-basang Gusti ngagugahkeun sareng mantena nurunkeun.
He would determine for each nation relative to time, space, and influence.
Waktu ruang sareng pangaruh.
Their boundaries, their habitation.
Batas sareng padumukan kanggo aranjina.
The word habitation simply means the conditions of residence and occupancy.
Kata padumukan secara sederhana artinya kondisi kehidupan sareng padamelan.
Let me sum this up in the following phrase.
Urang simpulkeun ku kalimah ieu, ku istilah sanes.
In other words, God has a specific time and place and purpose throughout the ages for every nation.
Gusti gaduh waktu, tempat, dan tujuan spesifik kanggo segala bangsa sepanjang zaman.
And although each nation would contribute to the corporate life of mankind as a whole,
sano setiap bangsa tiasa kontribusi kanggo sadaya manusia.
And that each nation would, through its pursuit of either spirituality, intellectuality, or the physical elements of human society,
okay, tiap pribadi ngalungkan kelebihan dina roh, jiwa, atau napi badan,
they would be a blessing to human society as a whole.
Aranjina tiasa janten berkah kanggo tiap manusia.
But they were to also use those gifts to find God.
Nanging segala hal uga tiasa digunakan kanggo milari Gusti.
This is why when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to his disciples about judgment,
yaitu alasanana kunaon waktu Yesus Kristus nyaris ka murid-murid ngenaan penghakiman.
He spoke consistently with the Great Commission.
Mantena konsisten sareng amanah agung. Mantena ngadawuh.
He said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
Niang ke sabelah dunia, embarkan Injil ke segala makhluk.
That represents the individual.
Ia ngembangkan pribadina.
He also said, "Go ye into all the world and teach all nations."
Mantena oke nyarios, miang ke segala bangsa, jeng urukan maranehna.
So we have the individual.
Janten ayah kanggo pribadi.
And we have the nation.
Ayah kanggo bangsa.
That comes out of the individual.
Anu kaluar ti pribadi eta.
And Jesus sent the gospel to both.
Yesus ngawarkeun Injil ka duanana.
And when he returns,
atos mantena muli,
he is going to judge not only the individual, but he's going to judge each national entity for bearing fruit based upon what he deposited in their hearts.
Antara saukur ngahakiman pribadi tapi uga tiap bangsa kanggo ngahasilkeun saluyu sareng naon anu Gusti parantos depositokeun.
This is why and how we can understand his judgment against Israel.
Ia alasanana urang tiasa paham penghakiman kanggo Israel.
He said concerning Israel that they fail to bear the fruit.
Mantranya rios, Israel gagal ngahasilkan buah
of God's working in their society.
Di padalam padamelan Gusti masyarakat aranjena.
He gave them the counsel of God.
Mantra masian saran Gusti.
Through the word of God.
Ngalangkungan dawuhanana.
He gave them a set of values.
Mantena masian pawahyuan ngenaan dirina.
He gave them a revelation of himself.
Mantena ngan nilai.
For the purpose of taking that revelation.
Sareng tujuan pawahyuan tiasa dibagikan.
To the rest of the world.
Ka saalam dunya.
But they, like many cultures today.
Nanging aranjeuna sapertos seueur budaya ayeuna.
And nations today.
Sareng bangsa.
Became more identified with their nationality
dan langkung teridentifikasi sareng kabangsaanana
than the God that delivered them.
Tibata naon anu Gusti ka aranjeuna.
Out of one blood.
Di hiji getih.
One blood.
Di hiji getih.
One man Adam.
Sajalmi Adam.
God has brought every nation.
Gusti parantos ngahasilkeun bangsa.
For the purpose of depositing and contributing to the corporate good of mankind as a whole.
Dan tujuan ngadepositokeun sareng masian kontribusi kanggo kasayan sareng umat manusia.
As we continue this series, we're going to take an even deeper look as to where God determines
tujuan Gusti kanggo
for human society to end up.
Akhir hirup manusia.
In our next session,
dina sesi salajengna,
we're going to start with the book of Revelation.
Ngawitan ti kitab Wahyu.
We're going to start with the end.
Baris ngawitan ti.
And begin to work our way backwards.
Sarang urutan kapayun.
I trust that you've been blessed today.
Abdi percantan sareng pantos diberkahan ayeuna.
That your mind and heart have been expanded.
Hate sareng imutan janten jembar.
And you're beginning to see the word of God.
Urang ngawitan ningal dawuhan Gusti.
Especially on the issue of reconciliation.
Tamina perkawis rekonsiliasi.
In a totally different light.
Caang anu benten.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan.
And until next time.
Atepang deui.
This is A.R. Bernard.
Yo A.R. Bernard.
Wishing you grace and peace.
Salam tentrem sareng anugrah.